The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go. Mm-mm-mm. Good morning. Did that hurt when you did that?
No. It was just a mm-mm-mm-mm. It's almost like an exercise. Mm-mm-mm. You know, before you sing, you go. Yeah, 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 yo. Yeah, now sing.
La.
See that? It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing. This is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we have a show called
Stuff.
And we are here every single Thursday morning at 8:30 WTBR 89.7 FM. And
WSBR from Lee, 88.1.
We are growing, people.
I know.
No, we're not growing people.
Solvent.
We're growing. We probably have the number one listening audience for our show in somewhere. Because we get emails and we get comments and
down the block
people,
yeah.
Yeah, we do,
and we thank you all for them because we look forward to them.
Yes,
every day I check to see.
I know you do. And then what happens is she forwards them to me, and I get to enjoy in the comments. We did get a comment from one of our faithful listeners.
We did.
A gentleman that we spoke about, but we never said his name. And we had suggested maybe he come on the show.
But
he has declined respectfully.
Yes.
He did say
he was not a faithful listener.
He said he didn't say that the show was good. He just said that he hears it from time to time. Well, we'll take that.
Yeah.
He also had mentioned about who is the person that we thought committed suicide that was on the host of Family Feud, Richard Dawson?
Yeah.
He corrected us.
He did
and
not
said
commit
Richard
suicide.
Dawson did not commit suicide. So we just wanted to, there's a little more to that, but I really don't want to say who committed suicide because it's kind of, now that I'm thinking about it, it's kind of dark.
It's
so
the
we
guy
just.
Before him.
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
He died of cancer?
I believe that is what he said.
Okay.
However, if we are incorrect, I am sure that he will let us know. Yeah.
Doesn't
love you, RB.
Show.
Love you, RB.
Okay. Now, I don't really have an announcement or a, what do you call it?
Disclaimer.
You got it.
Saying that anything we say.
So I'm just going to pick one that I've done before and.
Repeats are good.
Yes.
Repeats are good. And today we are sharing lots of different stuff while she's preparing her disclaimer. And, man, it's nice. The sun is out. The sky is blue. And we'll probably have a nice, beautiful day until it rains for 4 weeks. Because that's spring in the Berkshires. 5, 4, 3.
The views and opinions of this program are solely those of its host, guests, or callers, and are not necessarily those of WTBR 89.7 or WSBR 88.1, their producers, management, or sponsors.
I wasn't having any stress this morning. No, I am. You know, you've heard on the radio when they have those disclaimers.
Yes.
And they're really fast.
Yes.
And you can't understand any of it. You're close.
But I know how to get one and how to make the words cram together. So I should try that. That's what I should do.
Yeah. Yeah.
All
the
right.
Speedy Reedy.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Speedy Reedy.
Okay.
Okay. So I have a quote.
Quote away.
You know I like this one. And there's it doesn't have a name after it, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
The easiest way to organize your stuff is to get rid of most of it. There you go.
That is verbatim. That is true. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
But I have to say, our show is called Stuff.
Don't get rid of us. Please don't. We'll be good.
No, you won't.
We'll be sort of nice.
We're always nice, I think.
We're always nice.
I think we're always nice. I hope so. Hello, everybody. Welcome back.
And I have true or false.
Mm-hmm.
Just two. One is true, one is false.
Okay.
Fear of disease is called pedophobia. The heaviest ever trichobezoar or human hairball surgically removed from a human weighed 10 pounds.
A hairball?
A hairball.
A 10-pound hairball?
From a human.
It's a big hairball or a very compact, dense hairball. And if this is true, was it voluntarily swallowed?
I don't have any other information. I never even heard of a human being able to have a hairball.
Unless they swallowed their cat's hairball. Oh gosh. So I know everyone,
my breakfast.
You're running to your phones. You're Googling this. If this is true, I have to know more.
Well, then you'll have to Google it if it's true.
We don't Google things on our show. I don't cheat.
No.
But if that's true, we need more.
I have just one-liners.
Alrighty. And I have stuff from everywhere.
So we're all over the place.
So what I usually do is I print my stuff, and then if I don't finish, I shove it in this really cute bag that I have with a giraffe on it. And once I've collected a whole bunch that I haven't done, I finally say, okay, this is just stuff from all over the place.
That's just a good idea,
and
though.
And that's where we are. Leftover stuff, new stuff, all kinds of stuff.
What you got? Let me see.
I have... my paper's upside down.
She has a new talent that we didn't know about.
Gosh. This is about saving money. Now, you know, everybody knows this one. Yeah, everybody knows this one. Don't shop when you're hungry. We know that.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But maybe we need to be reminded because I still do it once in a while.
Uh-huh.
And it's a really pleasurable experience because everything looks so
good.
Yeah. And you think about eating it and then you know what happens.
You go home and it sits in the freezer or whatever on the cabinet and you don't touch it.
And you wonder why you bought it.
It seemed good at the moment.
Yeah. I did that once with, I really did, many, many years ago. I bought canned okra.
What?
And I bought canned hominy?
Okay.
Hominy is corn, though, isn't it? It wasn't hominy. It was something else. And it sat in my cabinet for years past the expiration date. Yeah.
Guilty.
Yeah. And don't shop when you have lots and lots of time. Yeah. If you make it so that you have to get out soon for some reason, you'll move along and maybe stay with your list.
Uh-huh.
Do you use a list?
I do. I use lists for everything.
Do you stay with your list for...
90%.
Grocery shopping?
Only about 90%.
Yeah, me too. About 90%. Mm-hmm. Because of...
It works.
Temptation. There's a temptation.
Oh, my gosh.
What's your temptation when you go to the grocery store?
Entenmann's.
Real? Oh, yes. Yeah. I know that. And I think I know which... it's a fruit one, right?
Nope.
It's the cheese one?
Nope.
What is it?
It's just...
Anything?
Isn't that awful? Little cakes. They're just little cakes.
Oh, not the Danish. I'm thinking of the Entenmann's Danish, which is really good. It comes in the rectangular box, and it's got the frosting swizzled on the top of it.
I am watching now my sugar, so I can't eat that anymore.
Okay, good.
But I do have a new favorite snack. Double awful crepe. I had it in my head. I'll have to, during
it'll,
the show.
It'll
come back.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really good.
Good.
If you arrest a mime, do you have to tell him he has a right to remain silent?
Yes. Yes. Yes, because he could, you know, break out. Not in pimples, but he could. You know, his life might be on the line. He has to speak. Mimes are crazy cool to watch. Really cool to watch. Who is the famous mime? Who's the...
It starts with an M.
Didn't he have curly hair and a top hat?
Yes.
Yeah.
We're doing zero today.
No, we're just letting our listeners...
Townhouse crackers.
Townhouse crackers.
Yeah, one side is a cracker, the other side is a pizza.
Pretzel.
That's right.
This is crazy. Mark just started buying those maybe after we got home from vacation. Those are one of the best crackers.
They are.
I've ever had. And you know we did. We do our fish with Ritz crackers and butter. We make a topping and put it on the fish and bake it. Those crackers crumbled up really nice with the butter are better.
Mm.
Oh, it's making me want one. And they crack when you bite them. And if
yes.
you bite them in half, do you notice the layers?
Yes, yes, yes.
You can see it.
I'm leaning now more towards salty snacks
yeah.
than sweet.
Yeah, it's a good cracker.
It is.
Yeah.
And we're not doing a commercial.
No. And isn't it cool that we both love those?
Isn't that
and
something?
And I usually do Wheat Thins. That was my favorite.
Can you imagine doing a dip with them?
Any dip.
I'm hungry now.
Wait, what was your one line? Oh, the mime. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, who was that mime?
Maestro, I don't know.
I don't know, but we'll think of it. It'll come to us. I can see him. Harpo Marx? No.
No.
No. Was he a Marx Brothers?
There was one that didn't speak, but I think it was only for the show. I don't know.
He had curly hair.
Yeah.
It wasn't dark hair.
He had a horn.
Yeah.
Go. Did you know that life is a terminal disease?
A what disease?
Terminal disease.
I thought you said termental. Life is a terminal disease?
Yeah.
That is depressing. It is. It's like someone saying, right after you're born, you're dying.
Well?
It's true. It is true. My physical therapist said the other day that most of his clients are in their 60s. It's that transitional time in your life where before 60, if you had an ache or a pain, it was just, oh, all right, okay, well. And when you're in your 60s, you're thinking, uh-oh, something's wrong.
Uh-huh,
so, and then he said the ones in their 70s that he has, in 80s, they're great. And he doesn't have as many, and they just don't really, they're just kind of plodding along in life. And I said, waiting to die.
No.
He said people in their when they hit that 70 mark, this is his opinion now from his experience, they don't take life so serious. They don't take the pressure. They don't try to impress. They don't care what other people think.
I definitely don't try to impress anymore.
Yeah. Don't care what other people
I'm
think.
I'm over the 70 mark.
Okay. I'm close. I'm real close. But it's. He said it's kind of a freeing thing. You just don't care anymore about so many things that you cared about when you were in your 40s or your 30s or even your 50s.
I don't even remember my 30s, 40s, and 50s. Yeah, I was here somewhere doing something.
Yeah.
Did you hear about the notebook that married the pencil?
Mm-hmm.
She finally found Mr. Right.
Where do you find these?
All over the place. All over the place.
Mark actually sent me an email with a whole bunch of one-liners, and I forgot to print it out, but these sound similar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. Is this similar? If you were dating an FBI agent and you broke up, he would be your FedEx.
Does that make you want to go out and find one?
I like that one. I starred that one.
Did you?
Yeah.
FBI. It's making me think of did you watch the show The Blacklist?
No.
So I didn't either.
I don't watch TV.
Oh, that's true. You watch movies.
Yeah.
So I never watched The Blacklist. Mark watched The Blacklist. And the other day, my grandson had said that he had followed The Blacklist. I think there were 8 seasons.
Wow.
And I never wanted to watch it. And I said, you know, I don't like blood and gore. I don't like the kind of shows where there's this huge murder in the beginning and people get their lips stapled together or get dropped in acid. I can't. Don't want to see it. But they convinced me to watch the first episode of The Blacklist. And we did. My grandson left, and I looked at Mark and said, can we watch another one? It's not gory. At least the ones I saw weren't really gory.
Right,
It's really kind of cool. It's a criminal who ends up trying... I won't explain everything, but the guy who plays the main part is a really good actor. I forgot his name. And he's a criminal.
We forget a lot.
Like a mastermind criminal that gets... He turns himself in, and he ends up helping...
The police.
The police find criminals that the police don't even know about yet.
Uh-huh.
So every episode...
So he's a rat.
And he's chosen one girl... who had just gotten out of, I don't know what, she just graduated from whatever, and this is her first assignment. He will only speak to her. It's kind of like Silence of the Lambs, where...
Which I did not watch either.
Same scenario, for those of you that know. He will only speak to this girl.
She's a cop.
She is a detective I don't know. But he'll only communicate with her, telling her things he knows, and it has to all go through her. Now, I think there's some things going on, and I think she's his daughter, and we don't know yet. Yeah, that's what I think.
She may have just spilled the beans, and people are watching it and saying, what the hell did she say?
That's what I think. So anyway, off of that subject.
Okay.
Several foods that usually go bad when their labels say they will, such as raw meat or bread, can be stored in the freezer before the expiration date if you don't think that you'll make it on time. So if it's in the freezer and you thawed it right away and it's expired on the label, it's okay.
Can you freeze eggs?
In the shell?
Yeah, just you buy eggs, you take them home, can you freeze them?
I don't know. Have you ever tried?
No, I just popped into my head when you said that, and I was thinking, because we eat eggs all the time, or we did.
Mm-hmm.
And I would always run out, but now that I am buying just one carton, they last too long.
I will Google it.
Okay.
While you are speaking, we will find out the answer.
All right.
Now, you're talking about a raw egg in the shell.
Yes. Apparently, you can't use beef stew as a password. It's not strong enough.
You can't use beef stew in the package?
As a password.
Oh, as a password.
It's not strong enough.
Oh, brother. I'm Googling.
Okay.
Okay, keep talking.
I just read that alligators could grow up to 15 feet, but I haven't seen any with more than 4.
Yeah.
I think I said that one before.
Did you?
Yeah.
We were on vacation. I've seen lots and lots and lots of alligators this time for sure.
Yeah?
Oh, speaking of that, my daughter and her husband and my granddaughter took a ride yesterday on the Ashuwiltecuck Trail, and they sent me a picture. There had to be probably 10 or 12 turtles on a big tree branch that I think had fallen into the water at
Aww.
Cheshire Lake. They were all lined up. It was like somebody staged this. There were 2 in the water. They were all different sizes and just kind of hanging out. And before they left my house, she did say something about seeing the turtles. So I think this is a spot on the trail where these turtles are commonly.
That's cool.
Yeah. I've never seen so many turtles altogether.
Hmm.
So here's your egg thing.
Okay.
No.
Oh.
You should not freeze eggs in the shell. Freezing raw eggs in the shell will cause the shell to crack as the egg expands during freezing, potentially leading to contamination and altered texture. Now, good housekeeping says storing your eggs in the freezer isn't as easy as tucking your carton behind the bread. However, some cooks must prep eggs to be stored correctly so various elements of the eggs freeze on their own. You can freeze a whole liquid egg or focus on egg whites alone, but freezing wholly intact egg yolks is extremely difficult. So it sounds like you can separate the egg, the white and the yolk, or whisk them together. But you can keep, it says you can keep eggs in the freeze in the refrigerator for 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Uh-huh. Keep your fresh and edible eggs for up to 8 weeks.
8 weeks?
Yes.
That's astounding.
Yeah.
And that saves me money.
I have to admit that I've kept eggs that long.
I always, now when I think that they're going to go bad or whatever, I always test them.
In the glass of water?
Them. Yeah.
What's the rule?
If it floats, it's bad. Get rid of it. If it sinks, it's good.
So if it sinks,
eat it.
It doesn't stink. I'm trying to make a poem, Mary.
Oh.
If it floats, you'll bloat. If it sinks, it doesn't stink. Mary, write us a poem about it. Write us a poem about what the heck to do testing eggs. And when you come in, you can read it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
A bus station is where a bus stops. A train station is where a train stops. On my desk, I have a workstation.
So you should stop.
And that is so, so true.
It is, and making me think again how difficult it is to learn the English language. Because station is different, like many, many other words.
It has a variety of meanings.
Can we talk about Eats a Pizza? Eats a Pizza?
Of course.
Thursday, the 15th of May, Eats a Pizza.
It's a contest.
Mm-hmm. The station is having this. It's at Berkshire Hills Country Club.
Yes.
You can call here and get tickets, I believe. I don't know if you can get tickets online. Tickets ahead of time are $20. Tickets at the door are $25. I believe there are maybe 8 or so or more.
Left?
Participants.
Oh,
in the contest.
Oh, yes.
And you will get to try pizza.
And during the break, I'll play the thing so you can get...
Yes, more information.
Yeah.
I just want to eat pizza.
I know.
I think they'll have vegetarian pizza, I bet.
They'll have what now?
Vegetarian pizza.
Some of them do, but it's not really prevalent. They tend to go towards the exotic and the meat filled.
Well, you'll be sitting with me. I'll pick the meat off of your pizza. I'll eat the pepperoni or the sausage. Or would you not eat it if it's already been tainted with meat?
It depends how much, what kind of meat. If it's something you can just peel off and...
The top, like a pepperoni?
Yeah.
I'll be your pepperoni partner.
Okay.
Okay.
Pee-pee.
So it is, you'll hear the announcement. It is Thursday night. I can't wait. I think it starts at 6. Yay. You get to vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
Coupons. It says here, coupons save you a little bit of money, but if you're couponing for just the sake of it, or convincing yourself you were totally going to buy those things on the discount site, there's the kicker right there. So I remember in the day, you probably did it too, you clipped coupons.
Sure, I still do.
So sometimes, and this happened to me all the time, I'd look through the flyer, because we had a paper flyer that came with the newspaper, and I'd clip coupons of things that I really don't buy. But because I saw that I would save 50 cents or a dollar, I would clip it and I would buy that item when really it wasn't part of my grocery list.
I kind of do that with wigs. I'm losing my hair, so I try... I go give it the cheapo things, you know. They just don't really flatter you very much. They don't look natural, but at least it looks like I have hair.
You use a coupon?
No, they have coupons online.
Okay. But if you buy several, you could buy the one you really love that's more expensive that you might really like and not have to buy many.
It's a hard life.
Yeah.
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 And hairspray is a must, because if you see where it parts all over. I mean, I'd do a comb over if I could. Oh, guys get away with it.
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Yes.
That's what it is. I don't need a wig. I need a what is it called?
A topper.
No, but the guys use.
A toupee.
Toupee, that's what I need.
Isn't that just a topper?
I suppose.
Yeah. I have seen, Miss Crumple has seen comb-overs. Miss Crumple actually carries a pair of scissors in her pocketbook, and she is actually threatened to cut. Miss Crumple will twist that comb-over straight up into the air.
Ooh.
Like a little tree. And get those scissors
gonna
out. She's going
to have to watch out, man.
She's never cut one. It's
but
just
she's
a threat.
She's
and
a,
I always say,
promise.
Look at this handsome face. You don't need the comb over. Bald is in. Bald is young people, middle-aged people, old people. Don't worry about it.
For men.
Yeah.
she's working on it. When a woman says what, it's not because she didn't hear you. She's just giving you a chance to change what you said.
That's correct. Absolutely correct. That's a really good one-liner for a comedian.
Uh-huh.
Really good. So on with the coupon thing, because this is really a big deal. Don't use coupons as an excuse to buy something you normally wouldn't. If it's just an extra $5 off your total grocery purchase using these coupons. Stick to the coupons of things you already buy. So.
Well, for me, that means I. Never mind.
Well, I don't find coupons for things I already buy.
Oh.
Mayonnaise. Is it mayonnaise or mayonnaise? Is it mayonnaise or mayonnaise?
Mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise. Yeah.
I don't
You know?
It's good.
And it's usually 10 cents or 15, and to me...
It's really good with peanut butter.
I know it is. I ran out of mayonnaise the other day, and I freaked out because I bought some other mayonnaise that's avocado mayonnaise.
Ooh.
It's not good.
No?
No, it's not. It's just not. I think I looked at the label because I think there's more mustard. I know mayonnaise has a little mustard in it, I think.
Mayonnaise has mustard in it?
I don't know. Somebody told me that it did. We'll have to Google that. So much for not Googling during our show.
I know.
Yeah, the avocado mayonnaise isn't good. It's not good.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah. I'll bring it to you and you can test it. We'll put it on those really good crackers. Yeah. So I remember doing couponing when I was in my 20s.
Remember green stamps?
I remember green stamps and yellow.
I don't
S&H
remember yellow.
S&H green and then those yellow ones. You'd fill the little books.
Yes.
And then go to the redemption center.
And they give you money.
They give you money or you pick a toaster or whatever your stamps. Your stamps are like money.
Right.
I remember my mom doing that.
You can turn them in for stuff.
What a memory, huh?
I know.
Wow.
I can remember what happened 40 years ago. Today, I don't know.
Where are my keys?
Because my IQ came back negative.
When I was in my 20s, there was a publication that came in the mail, because obviously we had no email. We had none of that.
Nope.
And it was called Refundle Bundle. Refundle Bundle. This girl had a file cabinet in her home, and she had folders in the file cabinet broken up into different types of foods, and all the coupons went in there, and all the codes from the packaging, the top, the label, you know, they say send in 4 box tops and receive, you know, 2 pencils. And she kept them all in file cabinets. This woman would get bicycles. She would get toaster ovens. She piled stuff in the middle of her living room floor and took a picture and put it in the Refundle Bundle newsletter. And I started doing that kind of thing. I didn't do it in a... I did. I did it in a file cabinet. I only used one drawer. And I started cutting off the box tops and the baby food labels and all this stuff to mail them away and get a thing.
And did you prosper?
No. I only probably did it for 2 years or so, but I never got a bicycle, but I got stuff. It was fun. It was fun. Does anybody out there remember Refundle Bundle? I'd be shocked.
Never heard of it.
Okay.
My wife had a driver's test the other day. She got 8 out of 10. The other 2 guys jumped clear. Let me make this simple. I want to be invited, but I don't want to go.
You want to know you're wanted, but you really don't want to go.
No.
You want to stay home and...
Don't do anything.
Get in your jammies.
Yeah, and I can't do that anymore. I'm being told, get out and socialize.
Get out, socialize.
My daughter says, stop listening to these people.
Who?
Who say go out and get socialized.
Oh, do you want to?
Halfway.
Halfway, all right. Well, drive somewhere halfway, come home.
I did it. I tried. It didn't work. I tried.
Yeah. Where did you socialize?
Just by going out to eat and seeing people and just... I have 3 friends that are my age, and we all go out and eat once a season.
Okay.
We're the season club.
And where'd you go?
Applebee's.
Okay. How'd that go?
Good.
Good. So you did. You socialized.
I did.
You don't have to do it every night.
No.
You don't have to do it all the time. But it is a good idea. It is a good idea. Just don't need to overdose on it, like anything, right?
No, but I tend to underdose.
Yeah?
Is that a word?
Underdose? We haven't heard from you, Marie. Underdose? Okay. It is time for a break.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
All aboard!
Do you like hard rock and heavy metal music?
Oh, yeah!
Well, then join me here Friday nights from 8 to 10 for Wounded Radio. Every Friday night, I play 2 hours of the best music on the planet, from AC/DC to ZZ Top and everything in between.
This is going to be cool.
Want to hear a song on Wounded Radio? Request it on the Wounded Radio Facebook page. And join me here Friday nights at 8 for Wounded Radio.
Yeah!
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR-FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
And we're back. I'm Lynn.
And Bob, Bev. I'm so used to going by Bob.
What?
That's my nickname.
Bob?
Yeah.
When?
Since I was a little kid.
Have you ever told me that?
I think so.
I don't know. I've known you for all this time, and I never remembered you telling me your nickname is Bob.
My nieces and nephews could not pronounce Aunt Beverly.
They called you Bobberly?
They just said Beverly, just some, you know, whatever could come out of their mouths. And my mother said, well, just say Bob. So I said, okay.
So you've been Bob?
I'm
That's adorable.
Bob to a lot of people.
See, I wish I had a nickname. Man. You can't nickname Lynn. You can't. Lie. Can you call me Yin? Can you call me what? You can't shorten Lynn.
Is Lynn the whole word? I mean, there's no, like, a suffix or something? Linux?
No. So my family calls me Linny. So my dad called me Lindy. Only my dad.
Lindy?
Lindy.
Like the flyer?
Mm-hmm. Lindy. And there was a ride in an amusement park we went to called Nantasket Beach, Paragon Park. And there was a ride called the Lindy Loop.
Oh.
And when I was a little kid, I'd go on that with my dad, and I thought that they named the ride after me.
Oh, my gosh.
I thought I was pretty special. My sister called me Dumbo sometimes because my ears are big.
I got Bertha sometimes.
You got Bertha out of Beverly?
Yeah, but that didn't last very long, thank God.
Yeah. I like Bob.
It's easy.
Yeah. If my name was Andrea, I would like to be Andy. I like that.
That's my brother's name.
I love that name. I love the name Andy. And who?
Andrew.
Oh, Andrew.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said and cool.
Oh, no.
You have true or false.
I does. So let's see.
Where's my paper where I wrote it? There it is.
Fear of disease is called pedophobia. P-E-D-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. Or the heaviest ever trichobezoar or human hairball.
It's human. Oh,
surgically removed from a human. They couldn't spit it out. They had to surgically remove it. Weighed 10 pounds.
It's a human hairball. So they didn't eat their cat's hairball.
No. How the hey did... Oh, never mind.
Nope. Okay. Here's some things I'd like to share.
Okay.
Cutting out daily drinks with sugar, mm-hmm. like sodas or frappuccinos, mm-hmm. will really help with weight loss if you do nothing else at all, according to this.
I believe that.
Nothing. Just stop the Frappuccino, stop the sugar, stop it. But I know you're doing it for health reasons.
Right.
Yeah. Because you don't need to lose weight. You don't need to lose weight.
Yeah, come on.
No,
come
you
on.
Don't.
The pouch and the front.
Do I need to mute you?
I can do it
myself.
So Mark listened to the show, the last show, and he mentioned about the muting thing. He thought that was so funny. She can mute you. Yes, she can. I can't. I don't have any knobs over here. I don't have any switches. I don't have anything. Buttons.
I got it
I got
all.
Nothing.
There's a veterinarian who prescribes birth control pills for dogs. It's part of an anti-litter campaign. That was bad.
That was cute.
My apologies.
That was cute.
Wait a minute. This is the cutest one of all. This is my favorite of all of them. T-shirt is actually short for Tyrannosaurus shirt. It's because of the small arms.
That is cute.
I thought that was my favorite. Yeah. With the rise of self-driving vehicles, it's only a matter of time before we get a country song where a guy's truck leaves him too.
Yeah. I like that. I like that. What's the joke when you play a country song backwards? What happens? You get your car back, you get your wife back, you get your dog back.
Oh, so don't play it backwards.
When you reheat rice in the microwave, do you ever do that?
Yeah.
Put a little bit of water in the bowl so it heats up fluffy again.
Oh.
I've done that.
Yeah.
You know what else I put in there to make it yummy and fluffy?
What?
Butter.
Ooh.
I do. I had crab legs last night.
I remember crab legs.
You do?
They're
so good. So I haven't had them for, oh my gosh, years. And Mark is out of town. Saw my daughter. I'm seeing my son today. So yesterday I was alone. And I said, you know what? It's Mother's Day. I'm going to treat myself to some crab legs. So I went to the grocery store and I got a pound and a half of snow crab. Wasn't that bad? It was $13.
Did you eat the whole thing?
I did. Every last bite.
I looked and looked and looked and looked for fake crab legs everywhere for a long time. They don't make it.
Well, the shell is hard to recreate. So you know how much butter I used for the pound and a half of crab legs?
I'm afraid to ask.
Probably 3/4 of a stick.
You live dangerously.
Well, what did you just do? You just dipped it in. Nope. Mm-mm. Put the crab legs right in there with the butter in the little thing with the little flame underneath. I ate every last piece of crab leg, and I ate every last bite of butter.
And then did you take a nap?
Nope. I had dessert. Nan is a guest on our show as well and a very good friend of mine. She made these desserts for church on Mother's Day. I forgot, but it was delicious.
Thank you, Nan.
And so I brought one home, and I had that to cleanse the palate.
Yep.
And then I fell asleep.
See, I knew a nap was in there somewhere.
Yeah. So yeah, butter. I love butter. But I don't eat a lot of butter. Don't misunderstand. That was a freaky time.
Don't let your worries get the best of you.
Oh, thank you.
Remember, Moses started out as a basket case.
Well, now there's a little Bible lesson for you.
And there's another one. It's plan ahead. It wasn't raining when Noah built the ark.
True.
Or maybe it sprinkled, I don't know.
No, it didn't.
Did he have termites on the ark?
He did. I don't think so. I hope not. Well, he wasn't out there too long. I mean, he was out there for more than 40 days, but
that's
I don't
enough
know
time.
How much damage can they do.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Maybe the gopher wood doesn't, maybe termites don't like gopher wood. That's the wood.
That it's made of.
Gopher wood. I don't know what gopher wood is. But it's this kind of wood.
It's like, do they still have it?
I don't know. Do gophers eat wood? Because I'm thinking if gophers eat wood, why would they call it gopher wood?
Are they like beavers?
I know what it is. He had to go find the wood, so God said, gopher the wood.
Oh.
Hey, Noah, Go for the wood.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry, friends.
Yes.
An optimist believes that we live in the best world. A pessimist is afraid that it might be true.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
I'm watching your eyes.
I'm watching people come in and out.
Yeah, so behind me, everyone, so you know the deal here. Bev faces a window that goes to the lobby. My back is to the window that goes to the lobby. So Bev can see people coming in and out. So when her eyes shift to the window, I get kind of sidetracked because I think, should I hide under the desk? Should I jump? Should I... Should we get our pepper spray? Are we safe? Are we okay? Are they delivering a pizza?
No, unfortunately.
Mm.
Is Google a woman? Because it won't let you finish your sentence without coming up with other suggestions.
Oh, gosh. That's...
Maybe it is.
You know what? I'm sorry. We women come up with other suggestions because we think outside the box. We do.
Men don't have boxes.
No. Well, they have little boxes, but they're closed. Then there's the empty box, right? The one in the middle, the nothing box. Automated phone systems, you know, when you call a business or an office, they don't understand nonsense, okay? So if you want to speak to a live person when you're calling, I don't know, Wayfair or wherever you're calling.
Uh-huh.
You answer the prompts when they say, you know, what are you calling for? Please tell me what you're calling for. Please tell me the subject of your call. If you say chicken nuggets or you say shoelaces, it will assume there's an error in the language system and then will route you to a live person.
I'll be
dang. So say something that they can't get. Chicken nuggets. Chicken, call your, you know.
Stratospheric atmosphere.
There you go. Something nonsense-y. Most of the time I just say, I want to talk to a person. Of course, it doesn't work. I have to deal maybe three times. And then they'll finally get me to somebody.
I like the ones where they don't ask you to do that. That they just say, we don't understand that. Please try again.
Yeah.
And after three tries, they'll route you.
Yes. Do they ever hang up?
No.
Please call back again later.
Yes.
When I can understand you.
A couple of times they have. Yes. Okay, let's see. I got caught in a police speed trap yesterday. The officer walked up to my car and said, I've been waiting all day for you. Well, I said, I got here as fast as I could.
Clever.
I thought I had something here, but I don't. When I told the doctor about my loss of memory, he made me pay in advance.
Oh, God.
Oh, here's the one I wanted to do. Told my wife I wanted our kids every other weekend, and she reminded me that we're married and live together, so I have to see them every day.
That's cute. That's great. When your alarm goes off in the morning, do not think.
Do not think?
Do not think. Only react. So your alarm goes off, don't think, react. If you sit up immediately and you start getting out of bed, it becomes a reflex. No more lying in bed for hours trying to wake up. Now I hear my alarm and my brain is alert and ready because you don't think. It's kind of cool.
Well, it depends on what your alarm sounds like.
Well, do you have an alarm?
Yeah.
Is it loud and obnoxious?
Arr.
I can't do that. Oh, man, I need something gentle. Ooh, ooh, ooh,
that wouldn't wake me up.
La, 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 la. La, 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 la.
Son, Dad, can you tell me what a solar eclipse is? Dad, no, son. If you didn't get that, spell the words.
I got it.
college is the opposite of kidnapping. They demand $100,000 from you or they'll send your kid back.
Oh, it sounds like someone else is in here. It's kind of true.
$100,000. College is so expensive. It's so expensive.
Would you go to a college that wanted $100,000? I wouldn't.
No. No.
And I didn't.
No. And you know what's really, really sad? A lot of people who graduate from college do not use their degree. They do something else.
What a shame.
I've seen that. I've heard of that. I know people that paid for college for their kids, and their kids got out, and they became something else that didn't even need a degree.
A lot of people don't need a degree. You need work skills.
Work skills.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. I think that's totally... Oh. Speaking of that. So, again, my physical therapist, who actually was a guest here on our show one time.
Okay.
He said that there is a shortage of physical therapists.
Oh.
And the reason, he said, is because it went from a 5-year program to a 7-year program.
Oy.
And it's just that extra 2 years that, but you know what, everybody? If you think you'd like to do that and there's a need, go for it.
We need you.
Yeah. Physical therapists are great.
Yeah, especially when we get to be our age.
I know.
You'll always stay young if you live honestly, eat slowly, sleep sufficiently, work industriously, worship faithfully, and lie about your age.
Do you ever lie about your age?
Yeah, I always say I'm older than I am. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, what do you say?
I say my age.
Yeah.
If you don't believe it, I don't care.
Sometimes I joke and I'll say I'm 87. And then they go, what? Or you say, I just turned 90. What?
So they make you feel good?
Oh, yeah. They say, are you kidding? You look great for 90. Oh, that's good. The problem is, as I get older, I'm going to have to start saying I'm 115. Hey, don't put an email. Don't put who an email will be sent to. Don't put anything in the to space in your email.
Why?
You know how you email me and it says
yeah.
to. Until after you're ready to send it. So it's written and you look at it. So that way you can't accidentally send an unedited or unfinished email. So you write the email. It's already got the person's name in it. You push send and you think, oh, wait a second. What did I put in that email? What did I say that I wasn't supposed to say?
You mean you don't edit all the stuff that you write down?
Sometimes I'm too quick. I mean, I've never said anything that was, you know, bad or wrong. But sometimes I'm too quick. And my spelling might be wrong, or my sentence structure might be wrong.
How embarrassing.
Yeah. Then you have to write back and say, uh-oh. Well, yeah, things, yeah.
I blame it on autocorrect.
Oh, autocorrect is a disaster sometimes.
It really is.
Oh, my goodness. I actually sent something to my kids, and it autocorrects something to a swear word. They were shocked. Like, what? What I said.
Not
no.
My mama. It's never a good idea to keep both feet firmly on the ground. You'll have trouble putting on your pants.
True.
Are you ready for true or false?
I am. I can't wait to... Well, I can wait, but I can't wait. Yes, I can. Yeah, I can't wait to hear this answer. Because I'm going to say what I think.
Go ahead. Fear of disease is called pedophilia. The heaviest ever trichobezoar, or human hairball, was 10 pounds.
I have to do false on the 10-pound human hair. I have to. I just have to. I can't.
Actually, the fear of disease is called pathophobia.
Okay.
And it's actually true.
Ugh.
But you'll have to Google it or something in order to find out, because I didn't get any other information.
We're going to get that. We're recording a show right after this, and I'm going to look it up during our pause.
Okay.
Hey, thanks for listening, everybody.
And opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.